Holly West is director of the Council on International Exchange. Speak Up went to talk to her and began by asking why students are keen to study on an American campus.
Because of the enormous number of things that they can take advantage of while they're there. An American campus, all of the big ones, and we work with many of the major campuses such as UC Berkeley, such as UCLA, Georgetown, and Washington, to give you some examples, are enormously equipped in terms of research, in terms of libraries, in terms of sports equipment and accommodation. There are innumerable opportunities and things that a person can do on an American campus. They can also meet American students and get an idea of American campus life, which is quite unlike most university campuses in Europe. They can get probably the best idea of what American culture has to offer, American know-how.
The credits gained over there at an American university, are they transferable?
Sure. Well, within the American system, if a person is qualified to take a credit course during a summer session, for example, when admission is open, the person, if they get a good grade, that would be an A, B, or a C in the American system, the credit is of permanent value and can be transferred ordinarily to any other institution in the United States. Most likely, a European institution would evaluate this credit and also take recognition of it, although it's up to the European institution to decide exactly what that is worth, because there are no international universal equivalencies at the present time.
But what about if a student wanted to go back at a later date to study in America?
He could use the credit, because the credit is of permanent value. And so, for example, the many people who would like to take a Master of Business Administration, a famous MBA, can take one or two, say, management courses or economics courses during the summer, and would be able to use that credit towards the degree if they go back to the United States in the future and are admitted to a degree program.
Do you have a favorite campus, or do you think that certain campuses have certain things to offer that others don't, or less so?
Oh, that's for sure. They're very individual, and they have very different things to offer. So, I mean, obviously, there are advantages and disadvantages at any one that we could name. People would choose one of the larger campuses for certain reasons, because they want the full range of opportunities available. They might choose a lesser-known campus because they really want to get away from the great numbers of other foreign students. We are trying to move away from the more popular coastal places in the United States. For example, we are in negotiation with the University of Minnesota, because we want to begin to get a little bit inland and a little bit off the beaten track. There are wonderful study opportunities available in many other places besides California. Speak up.